Obama launches campaign for president of Cuba. 17th of January 2007. This is Reverend Zimulator for Run News. Havana, Cuba. Illinois Senator Barack Obama officially launched his presidential campaign on Tuesday, joining the field for what will be Cuba's first presidential elections in nearly five decades. The announcement came on the heels of news reports that incumbent Fidel Castro is in grave condition, which is deteriorating. This increases the odds of the 2008 election actually taking place. A beaming Obama, at the end of a press conference, shouted, quote, Viva la Revolucion, unquote. The Cuban Constitution provides for the country's leaders to be elected for life. 45-year-old Obama is in robust health and promises to be president for at least 40 years if elected, providing Cuba with the type of governmental stability it has enjoyed for nearly 50 years of Castro's rule. Obama's victory is by no means assured, as he will face stiff competition from Fidel's brother Raul Castro, among others. Political pundits are saying that Obama is well positioned to become the next Cuban dictator. His charismatic personality has been compared to that of Venezuelan leader Hugo Chavez and Bolivian Evo Morales, thus familiar to Hispanic voters. In a controversial snub to Raul Castro, Chavez himself endorsed Obama, calling him, quote, a partner in our fight against that devil, George W. Bush, unquote. Many were expecting for Obama to run for U.S. president, but he was reportedly talked out of it by Al Sharpton, who told him, quote, no black person will ever get elected here. Have you seen how many votes I got when I ran? Unquote. Close aides also advised him that his liberal populist views will fit in better with the socialist ideals of Cuba. Friend and ex-president Bill Clinton, who was perhaps just trying to eliminate competition for his wife so he could go back to living in the White House and engaging in affairs with interns, commented frankly, quote, the post-9/11 fascist military-industrial complex that runs the U.S. government isn't really the place for you, unquote. However, it has been rumored Hillary, however, has been rumored to also have been contemplating a run for presidency of Cuba, and anonymous sources reveal that it's not out of the question that she could run for president of both countries and then make Cuba the 51st state. Reaction from Cuban citizens was muted, and quite literally so, as the government forbid them to speaking out about elections while Castro is still alive. Official propaganda continues to proclaim that Fidel will preside over the glorious revolution for another five decades. In his delicately crafted speech, Obama expressed his hopes that, quote, Castro will get well soon, but just in case the old coot finally kicks the bucket, unquote, he will announce his candidacy. This has been Reverend Zimulator for Run News. Thank you for suffering.